online.
On your smartphone.
From the KM Media Group.
This is KM FM.
With the latest news for Kent at 1 o'clock, here's Lucy Hickmott.
The Prince of Wales is stepping in for the father of the bride and will walk Meghan Markle down the aisle. Charles is giving her away when she marries Prince Harry at Windsor Castle tomorrow because Meghan's father is unwell and can't attend. It's a surprise choice for royal fans camped outside the castle.
I think a lot of people thought that maybe she'd be like walking down the aisle with her mom because they're so close. But kind of just like shows her transition into the royal family, and he's really like taking her in under his wing.
Who knows what happens behind closed doors, but as long as they're all happy, why shouldn't we not be?
Buckingham Palace has also confirmed the 96-year-old Duke of Edinburgh will be there after recovering from a hip operation. Meghan's mum's the bride's only relative who'll be attending. She'll meet the Queen for the first time later. Meanwhile, there's been speculation over the bride's dress. David Emmanuel, who designed Princess Diana's, says there needs to be a story.
I would keep her very low-key and glossy. I want to see an elegant bride, but it has to be larger than life. It has to be there has to be drama in there somewhere.
Some street parties are going to be taking place in Kent to celebrate this special day. Lucy's organised one in Maidstone.
So we're closing the road and we are having gazebos, bouncy castle, tug of war, scooter races, and lots of fun for the families and the children that live in the close.
You can check out our guide to the royal wedding and where to see it on a big screen in Kent at kentonline.co.uk.
KMFM News.
The ex-Russian spy who was poisoned in Salisbury has been discharged from hospital. Sergei Skripal and his daughter Yulia fell ill in March after being targeted with a Soviet-era nerve agent. New plans to ease traffic in Kent when there are problems crossing the Channel have been announced, and Operation Stack has been scrapped. It's been replaced with a system known as Operation Brock, which will involve a contraflow being put in place on the London-bound carriageway of the M20. It's so lorries can be parked coastbound between 8 and 9, but other traffic doesn't have to be diverted onto smaller roads. Faversham MP Helen Whateley is feeling positive about the plans.
I'm pleased to see that we have been listened to. That's really important. We have to have the M20 flowing. We can't have it closed in one direction because that's what leads to all the traffic jams.
The Defence Secretary has asked the Prime Minister to send 450 extra British soldiers to Afghanistan. There are already 600 there in non-combat roles, but more could be sent to help with security and train local forces. A man's been treated after breathing in smoke following a caravan fire in Cranbrook. The neighbour had raised the alarm in the early hours of this morning because the owners weren't home at the time. Crews spent 2 hours tackling the flames. It's not yet known how it started. A Polish company director who tried to smuggle nearly 200 stun guns into the UK through Dover has been given a jail sentence, even though he's fled the country. Border Force officers found them hidden among bedding in a van at the Eastern Docks in 2016. Some of them were disguised as torches. The 50-year-old disappeared after being released on bail.
KMFM.
KMFM News.
A 61-year-old man who went missing from Dartford has now been found safe and well. Police were searching for Peter Darby, who disappeared from the Ash Road area last night. Maidstone's Commonwealth Games gold medal winners have been recognised today by having buses named after them. James Hall and Courtney Tullock brought home gymnastics gold for Team England last month. The Arriva buses have been unveiled at a ceremony in the town with the athletes' names on them in gold. James has told KMFM it's an honour.
I used to get the bus all the time as a youngster, and then, you know, to have one with your name on it, it's crazy. And it's just an incredible recognition of what we've done, and I'm really, really honoured by it.
And at kentonline.co.uk, you can see pictures of the new arrival at a wildlife park in Kent, a Western Lowland gorilla. The baby arrived at Howlett's last Saturday, although it's not yet known if it's a boy or a girl. It's a fifth baby for mum Dehi, but a first for dad Ibiki, who's said to be taking to his new role very well.
Sport. With DinoRod, the drainage experts in Kent. Visit dino.com.
Football, and Joe Hart says he's gutted not to be in the England's World Cup squad, and it's hard to take after starting every qualifying game. The goalkeeper was one of two high-profile admissions, but along with Arsenal midfielder Jack Wilshere. Hart's won 75 caps but has struggled for form while on loan at West Ham from Manchester City this season. Wilshere's also expressed his disappointment. That's the latest. Next updates at 2.